This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Peg Test Mishnah Hey. Charosim Shin Shtamish Behem Mashkim Tmeim. Charosim are pieces, broken pieces of Kli Cheres. And you use them for Mashkim Tmeim, and they're Balua in the Charosim. V'noflu Aveira Tanur. They fell into the Tanur. The Shal is when the Mashkin is considered Balua to be able to be Metame. Husaka Tanur, if the Tanur is heated up, Tomei, Shesoif HaMashkin Lotzis, Aidei the heat, it'll drip out of the cheres. And we have the same halacha that we had in the previous Mishnah, where it's not considered belua. V'chein begefes chadosho. You have gefes is after olives are squeezed out, the guf of the olive, which is already doesn't have much in it because all the oil was taken out, is called gefes. They used it for heating material. You have it in many places in Shas. If in the gefes there's mashkim tmeim, that means that the Zaysim were squeezed betumma. They were makabal tumma, which would have to be muksha, and then they were makabal tumma. So the gefes now is a dover tome. The mashkin shebesoicha is tome. So if it falls into the tanner, and the tanner is heated up, it's sofer lotzes, and it'll drip out. So it's not called balua. Avo b'yishono, if the gefes is old, schoire, they dried it out, and it was put away, so then you have to assume that there's no more liquid nitar. There's no more mashing. The gefes itself is not a dover hametame because it's fuel. It's not food anymore. The mashkin shebesoicha can still be used for oil. So that would be metame, but you have to assume that there is no after it's already dried out for a while. How much dried out, by the way? Yud beis chaydish. The Mishnah adds, v'im yadua sheyotz me'mashkin, if it wasn't totally dried out, hafilach ha'sholoshonim, the little bit nitma, and rather the tanner will become tummy. So like we just said, the gefes, which is only psoilus, and it's fuel, and it's not metam, it's not oichel. So that we'll have to say the same thing is true in the ratio also. The cheres itself is not tummy. What we're talking about over here is, the Rav brings an arichus, is that the cheres over here, which he's then using for fuel in the tanner, was an avit shel meimei raglayim shel zova shenishba. It was a porcelain bowl that was used for meiraglayim, and it was nitma with this mashkin besoicha meiraglayim shel zova is an avatuma. It's metame kelim in atera. Remember that a kli could only be mekabel tuma from an avatuma. So how is it mekabel tuma from a mashkin? Mosaim that the mashka over here was a mashka that was an avatuma. The reason why we have to say that the kli itself is not tome is because the nidoin over here is only on the mashkin, not on the cheres. Okay, maybe the reason why the cheres is not tome is taka because the mashkin was only a rishon. The answer to that is, why does the Mishnah have to say cherosin? So you could say practically, why would a person take a bowl that's a valuable piece of pottery and use it for firewood? That he won't. So cherosin, when it's already shivrei kli cheres, that's when he'll use it. Or you could say that the cherosin was taka something that would have been tomei, but shivrei kli cheres, it was already nitar. But the mashke shebesoicho, if husak hatanur, it's soif mashke lotzis. It's not tumah blua. That's why it'll be metame. That's the chor of the pshat in the Mishnah. Now the way we just explained the Mishnah is mufurish in the Rav. Lemaisa, there's a machlekes over here. Nida daf samach beis amid beis. Rabbi Yochanan explains that the Mishnah is talking about both mashkin, which is an avatuma, like we said, meiraglayim shel zova zova, or mashkin chamur, mashkin kalim, which is any mashkin that touched the sheretz, let's say. And that's why, since we're talking about a cheres shehusak, that's why it's sofer lotzes. Ma'ashein kein by loy husak acheres. Over there, we don't say it's sofer lotzes, even though better it's sofer lotzes, because what are you going to do with it? You're going to use it for firewood, so that itself should render it sofer lotzes. We're not mitame the tanur that the cheres was in, because the mashka ablua besoicha is sofer lotzes, and we're not machshavit keniflat min abalua, even though it's shaykh to bring out. We don't say sofer mashka lotzes. That is the Psak Halacha, that's the Psak Rabbi Yochanan, that's the way the Rav is explaining. Lemaisa over there in the Gemara, Rish Lakish holds that the Mishnah is talking about Dafka Mashkim, that's kalim, that's dafka rishon l'tumah. Because if it was an ava tumah and it's mekabel tumah midairaisa, then Chazal would never be mekel by tana that it's all, that the mashka belua is only mitama by husak. They would say even by loy husak, since it's soifer lotus ayideh soka, that itself would be mitama. The kula is because we're talking about rishon l'tumah. The Rav says not the way the pshat is going with shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Mishnah Vov, hagefes vazogin. Gefes we explained is the psoilus that's left over from Zeis, and Zogin is similar, is the psoilus of grapes that are squeezed out. And again, they use Gefes v'Zogin for fuel. It's also used for Hatmono. You have in the Mishnah in Shabbos, that's from the Dvarim HaMoisiv Hevel, they used it to insulate food. V'Nishvi, it's not Oymid La'achila. Shanasu b'tayro, the schita of the grapes and the olives of the Zeis and Vanofen were done b'tahara. So the mashke that's nivla in the Pgefes v'zogin is not tomei. That means what was squeezed out of them l'chadchila was tohor, and now l'chor the gefenu zagin don't have in them mashkim tmein. The whole chualem tmein, now people that are tomei stepped on it, bare feet, l'chor the tmeim on mitamei the mashkim because they squeeze it out. It would be shaykh to explain the Mishnah, that what the Mishnah says, v'achak yotzum en mashkin, tohirin, that which is balua in the zagin, v'gefes, was balua, it didn't get tumah, it didn't get a shame tumah, it's tumah, it's tahara balua, it wasn't mekabel tumah from the people stepping on it. Shemit chilos anasu b'tahara, the original liquid was b'tahara inside, because it was squeezed out by people at Torah, the tmeim now are only coming into contact with the psoilus v'zagin, with the Gefen v'zagin, where the mashke is balua. But that can't be true, because what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that when they step on it, more mashke comes out. So now when more mashke comes out, l'chor does come into contact with the feet of the tmein. The Rav seems to see the simple pshat, but l'chor, what we're talking about is it was squeezed out. By the way, the words in the Mishnah of v'holchu aleim tmein v'achakach yotzu mehem mashkim, again, the Pashtus is what we're talking about over here, by stepping on it, that itself made the Yotzim HaMashkim. So you look at El Yerabba, takes out those words. So you look at the Goyin in El Yerabba, and what he, the way he explains in the Mishnah, the Nidin is not Tumah Balua. It was squeezed out Al-Yidei, the feet of the people that were walking on them. Heyoist Chilosam Nasu B'Tahara is that which was reabsorbed into the Psoilus, into the Gefen V'Zagin, is not Tomei. Now when it comes out on round two, originally it was squeezed, whatever came out, came out. Whatever now was nivla, if it would have been tome, what would have been absorbed would have been tome. It came out now, enochanami loy lerotz. Mashke, in order to be mitame, has to be created lerotzon. If it dripped out of a pri, that's not mashke l'tame. So over here, l'chor, the people stepped on it. It wasn't lerotzon. Nobody meant for the psoilus. To become wet with moisture that came out. So l'chor, that's not mashkin l'tameh. So the nidon is that if it was squeezed out l'chadchila b'tumah, even though it was reabsorbed back into the gefen v'zagin, when it comes out again, we don't look at it that it was bottle and it's ois mashka. We look at it as mashkin t'meh that was absorbed, when it comes out it's tameh. But over here, since even when it comes out again, are they the feet of the people that are stepping on it? It's not metame. This is the way the Chaznish explains the Mishnah. He's moisiv that a vice does that the mashkin, if it would have been tome, when it gets reabsorbed back in, it's not now metame because it's mashkin balua, but it doesn't lose its status as a mashke that when it does come out, it's not a new mitzvah, it's not a panam chadoshes, it's the same mashke, it's metame. That's the chiddush over here. The Mishnah's Tyrus brings over here a gewaldig zustand to this type of idea of a mashke balua in something, where right now you want to know, should you look at it as a mashke or not? This is a Ramo in Hilchas Yayin Nesach in Yerideism Kuf Chav Gimel. And over there the discussion is on a Hagoy Sashri, about a goy that touches a cheres that's balua b'yayin. The shaila is, does the wine in the cheres become yayin nesach? And now, when it comes out, let's say the cheres, the kli cheres is heated up, do we look at it as absorbed yayin nesach? Or we say that once and when it's absorbed in the walls, it's not yayin. If it's not yayin, it's not mekabel. The chaloy shem isu yayin nesach when the goy touches the cheres, and then it doesn't answer. The going over there is mitzayin. K'mosh shekosav b'perek tes kelim. V'chein begeves chadash. He means our mishnah. He means to learn out that wine that's balua inside the cheres right now doesn't have a shem yayin. So remember, it's not nesar b'negiyosan. The Mishnah continues. Kush shebolas hatzinera. A kush is like a hook that was used for weaving. And go look at the pictures. It's not a hook, and it has tzinera. Is like a metal ball on the top. It's a long stick with a metal ball on top. Out of the metal ball comes this hook, and that's used for pulling the thread back and forth. Sometimes when it's pushed too hard, the hook can get jammed, and it gets jammed into the ball. There's empty space where it's attached to the stick, so it gets jammed, and now the hook is completely covered. That's kush shebolas hatzinera. Malmud shebolas hadarbon. Similar type of idea. A malmud is a long stick that's made out of wood, and it's used for directing the shvorim, the big animals, b'shas charishis. You need a long stick to sort of push them on the right, this way they are chayrish on the right rows. And it was bolas hadarbon. The darbon is the masmer, a hooked nail that's on the edge. And it gets jammed and it goes into the wood. Leveno shebolas hatabas. The same type of idea. What's a leveno? A brick. It was used in construction. And there was a piece of metal, tabas mateches, and these kalim, the hook, the tabas, was absorbed into the wood or the brick. The hain toirim, before they were nivla, nichnesu l'oil meis, they go into an oil meis, nitmu, the tziner, the darbin, the tabas, all become tame, even though right now they're balua in the kli that they're attached to. Or his sitan azov, if azov moved it, it also becomes tummy. That means that we don't look at it as tuma balua. We don't tahara balua. We don't see it as something that's balua that can't be makabel tuma. So here the mafarshim explain a different nekuda. The Rav brings this out, that the concept of hatsolas mukav tzomet psil is when you have a kli in an oil maze, or in a tanur that has a sheretz inside, and you have food inside. The toich defines it as a different space than the ear space of the tanur, or the ear space of the oil, and that's why it's matzel. However, what would be if you would have an apple that's wrapped up in a plastic bag, or wrapped up, you have a piece of potato kugel that's wrapped up in a piece of silver foil. Would that also be called mukav tzomet psil? No, because it's not in a separate space. Part of the potato kugel, so to speak. It's not part of the potato kugel, but it's not a separate space because it's on the potato kugel. The Loshna Rishonim is, if there's no toich, it's not a separate space. Ein hatzolas mukav tzomet psil el kashiyesh toich. The kelim that we just described, the piece of wood, the brick, don't have a toich. So mela, the metal that was nivla besoicha is not mukav tzomet psil, and therefore nitmu. Same thing, his sitna zov also. It's not tahara blua. Noflu lavir hatanur tohor timu. Let's say they fell in after that, after it became tome, these pieces of metal became tome because it was in tumas maze, and it absorbed the tumas maze because it wasn't mukav tzomet psil. It then fell into the ear space of a tanur that's tohor timu. Even though it's still in the kush, it's still in the levena. Why? Because since the tanur is nitma me'aviroi, this is called ba'avir of the tanur. However, noga behen kikah shel truma, if a kikah shel truma touched the piece of wood or the leveno, tohor, because it only touched the chelik, which is tohor. It's only the piece of metal that's inside that was absorbed that became tame. So memela, the kikah shel truma didn't touch something which is in and of itself tame. Now we have a major kasha over here. We're talking about that the reason why there's no mukav tzomet psil is because it's not a kli sheyesh betoich. let's say in the Melmid or the Levena there would be a Toich, then it would be Matzel. Yeah? L'chayre, the Halacha Mukav Tzamtzel is only inside a Kli Cheres. Inside Kli Shetef, there is no Halacha of Hatzolas, Tzamet Psil. So the Goyin asks this Kashan El Yerabo, and the Goyin says, Shver, we're talking about Kli Shetef. L'maisa, the Goyin is Shver. The Goyin's Tamua is Tamua. Why? Because that discussion was the Gabi something which is in a Kli Shetef, which is Mekabel Tumah. It's not Choytzis Mepnei HaTumah. But over here, we're talking about a piece of wood. We're talking about a brick. These things are not Mekabel Tumah. So all you have is an outer surface which blocks Tumah and something that's not Mavis HaTumah. Avad it's Choytzis. The Choy makes a lot of sense that it's Choytzis Mepnei HaTumah. Except for the fact that it's not a Toich, so it's not Matzel. There's another problem here also. We have a Din D'Rabbanon that HaKofas Mukav Tzomet Psil is only Matzel on Kli Cheres Shebetoich Kli Cheres. The way we learned before, Kli Shetef, that are inside of Kli Cheres are not Matzel. So why do you have to come on to a Bazun D'Ri Chiddush that without a Toich is no HaKofas Tzomet Psil? Tefik Lei, that what's inside is a piece of metal. The sharp pieces of metal are Kli Shetef, and a Kli Shetef doesn't have HaKofas Tzomet Psil. Zolzayin D'Rabbanon. So Bish Laimalafi the Rash, we've explained a few times that the Rash holds in the Mishnah Beshamay Besil a few Mishnahs ago that the din of Kli Shetef, the Gzeri, the Rabbonon is only Bikli Amoritz, not Bikli Chovers. You say, we don't make Kli Chovers, you have to be Mazber, Boifin Acheres. But Lafi the Rambam, that is a loy plug, we're stuck. That is a Hesbim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.